Hi everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star Podcast. My name is Betsy Carreño and I'm your host, and today I have a guest with me.
Yeah, the special guest is me. hi, I'm Angel, the other co-editor of the newspaper.
The other co-editor.
This is podcast isn't really my niche, this is Betsy's, so I'm excited. So if you guys don't know me, I'm Angel, I'm the other co-editor of the paper. I'm a journalism major, and I would say I'm a sports enthusiast. Yeah, I don't read a lot. I know Betsy does read a lot, so when she gets to her book segment,
I gotta go.
Nah, yeah.
You're graduating this semester.
Oh yeah, I'm really excited about that.
You're leaving me alone.
And the fun part comes: find a job.
Oh, good luck with that. You do great. You do great. So in case you guys didn't see, we went to the ICPAs, which is the Illinois College Press Association, yeah. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. We went during spring break and we won 5 awards. How do you feel about that, co-editor?
Yeah, I mean, I know last time I won a couple of awards. I didn't win any this time, but it's always fun to see like people, like the other staff, win awards, because I think you like really see like them kind of put their like hard work or their effort into stories. And so when they see it, or like their reaction mm-hmm. to getting awards, I think it's really fun to see, especially when they're like underclassmen, like freshmen, yeah. Sophomores. Yeah.
I think for me, I didn't win any awards this year either. We were both just kind of like, oh, we didn't win any awards. But it was really nice to see other people win. Like, they just get genuinely happy and surprised. And then what happens literally every single year is that for some reason, we're not paying attention to when they're, like, naming who won the award.
Oh, yeah.
Up until someone flags us down uh-huh. and is like, hey, like, the Dominican Star won. Like, someone from the Dominican Star mm-hmm. or the staff won. And then me and Angel are like, oh, we won.
Oh, yeah, that, I know that happened, like, a lot last year. I kind of forgot. I was like, wait, like, they said my name. I'm like,
especially when you won, I remember I basically started hitting Angel in the arm. Because I was like, Angel, because you were talking to someone else. Yeah. He was talking to Fernanda. And I was like, Angel, you won. You won. Like, get up and get your award.
Yeah, it makes it a little sweeter.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to get into the book segment so that we can get into our topic, which isn't really a topic, it's a game. But, okay, so the book segment, as you guys already know, I talk about a book that I'm either currently reading or I want to start reading. So it's actually really bad, but I'm still reading the same book that I've been reading for, like, the past, like, 3 or 4 podcast episodes, which is My Year of Rest and Relaxation. To be fair, though, I am, like, halfway now. So I did like advance in the book. Okay, I don't know why you're laughing at me, but hopefully by next episode, you know, I would have finished the book. Do you have a book or no?
I'm honestly not that much of a book reader. I would say I like to read a lot, like articles and stuff. I follow like the New York Times. I also like because I do a lot of the editorial stuff for the newspaper. I like to read other like school mm-hmm. newspapers. Like that'd be like I read DePaul, I think it's a DePaulia, I think the Phoenix Loyola. I also follow like the Daily Bruin, which is like UCLA's, mm-hmm. Just to get like ideas and see like what other papers are doing. But I wouldn't say I'm that much of an avid book reader.
Doesn't say he's a reader and then lists like a bunch of
different. I mean, I like articles. Like, I think because they're a little bit like more like quick. Especially mm-hmm. if they're like sports, like if they're sports, then I don't mind reading how long they are. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, for our game, let me pull it up. We're gonna play Would You Rather. Okay. I don't know why you're laughing.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I want to get to know you. So.
I mean, this is the co-editor episode, so we gotta do something.
This is like the co-editor episode of the year. You know.
Like, we gotta do something like.
Okay, so do you want to start off first?
Or? Okay, I'm going to go with the first one. So would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Okay, wait, no, I have a question.
Okay.
You're going to decide. Can I see, like, multiple times into the future?
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, right? So, like, like right now, well, we're recording and it's 4:32. Mm-hmm. So like in 10 minutes, can I see like the, you know what I mean? Like tomorrow, yeah. Can I, but like
obviously the other one? Like you can't, like you can't, because it's only 150 years. Like
yeah, I think I would do the 10 minute one.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not gonna be here in 150 years.
Yeah,
and like, I'm assuming it's only like a little glance or whatever, uh-huh. And then you're gone.
That is true.
So, well, that's
like a mirror.
Like, no, literally, it's like 5 seconds, and you're like, all right, I'm out of there.
I think I would go with 150 years.
Why?
I don't know, especially because, like, the world right now, it's like.
You said it's really scary, guys.
It's like a lot of politics and stuff. But even, like, with technology, like, the whole, yeah. like, AI, like, our robots, people wanting to go to Mars.
Oh, my God.
I feel like
God.
That would be, like, cool, like, to see, like, 150, or even like all like the alien stuff, whether that's like real or not. I feel like it'd be fun, like this would like it'd probably be scary, like because everything would be so much different,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's like dystopian or something.
Would you share with us? Would you be like, guys, I went 150 years into the future and I saw?
I mean, no, because like if it were bad, then like it would probably freak people out.
And then or you can't change it.
Yeah,
but you can't change it. So what if it's really bad? And you tell everyone, and that, but you can't change it because it's yeah. gonna happen.
I mean, even then, people probably won't believe you. Like, they're probably just gonna be like, "You're like gaslighting.
You're manipulating
yeah,
me right now.
Like, this guy's not real." Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Okay, I'll do the second one. So, would you rather have telekinesis, which is the ability to move things with your mind, or telepathy, which is the ability to read minds?
I think, I mean, telepathy seems cool, but, like, would that, like, always be on? Like if you look at somebody, like, you'd be able to hear, like, what everyone's thinking, like, in a room. Like, I feel like if I can't tune that off, or, like, I'd probably get, like, annoyed, or, like, like, I don't want to yeah. know what everyone is thinking. Like, that's,
you
know, like,
I don't care about everyone.
Like, it's weird, or it can't get weird. I'd probably go with telekinesis then.
Honestly, me too. Because yeah. I was also thinking about mm-hmm. not, well, you know, okay. I didn't consider the not being able to turn it off.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I'm not trying to, like, you know, listen to what you're thinking. Like, what if it's, like, something inappropriate?
Like, what if you're, like, taking the test and then, like, you're struggling on a question and then you're, like, you can hear what someone else is thinking. And they're, like, oh, like, I know it's, like, C. But it's, like, but it's not
C. But it's not C.
And you're over here, like, oh, it's B. Like, you're just, like, you just start, like...
You start poking him. It's yeah. not C.
I think I'd probably go telekinesis then.
Yeah, move things with your mind. Yeah, I feel like I would also do that. Telepathy looks interesting, but... Girl, I'm not trying to... No, I'm not trying to know. Okay, you can choose now.
I'll probably scroll.
Okay.
Let's see. Would you rather lose your sight or lose your memories?
Oh my God.
That's kind of deep. Go deep.
Okay, if I lose my memories, like, are we talking like forever, like all past memories or like significant memories?
I would say like up to this point, like all your memories.
I'm like, who are you, Angel?
But obviously, like, not like you'd still probably everyone else would remember you.
Yeah, it's just me.
Yeah. Like, maybe you'll know people, but you won't remember, like, memories.
Why they... Yeah. Okay. Damn. You know what? I think I would lose... Oh, my God, wait. I don't know. No, I think I would lose my memories.
I think so, too.
Because I can have new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were, like, really significant memories... with someone, then I'm sure that they would probably share it with yeah. me. And it's like a new way of getting to know myself.
Okay.
You know?
I don't know which one I would pick just because I'm thinking, like, I mean, this might sound crazy, right? But like, if you lose your sight, right? Like, then like, how will you remember like memories? Like, because you won't remember them like visually, so you could like...
I mean, I'm pretty sure... You can remember them visually, but you just won't be able to, like, see anymore.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how I was interpreting.
So, like say, after today, like, I just won't be able to see.
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy.
That's actually so scary.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'd probably lose my memories.
But.
I want to keep my eyes. I want to keep seeing.
All right. Oh, to the next one. I want to get a deep one, too. Thinking?
I'm going to do that one.
This one?
No, I'm going to do I think it's 18, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'm going to do this one. Okay. Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping, or always forget the one thing that you need when you go to the store?
Things you don't need. I mean, it's gonna cost me a lot of money.
The economic strain.
Yeah. You know, it's not like there isn't. I think I would probably forget one thing that you need. I'd probably do that one, cause I don't think like you're gonna forget it every time you go. Like it's gonna like change like every time, mm-hmm. So you can always like go back to get it like the next day. So it might annoy you, but. If you buy 10 things you don't need, like, you're going to go broke. Like,
you said you're not going to have any money.
No, for real. Like, you can spend it on something else. So I think I'll go with the forget the one thing that you went to the store for.
Yeah. I think I would do the same thing just because I already forget the one thing that I need when I go to the store. Unless I make a list. Uh-huh. But also, like, I'll literally go into the store. See, it's because I do both things. Mm-hmm. Or also, like, I'll have a list and say, I'm going to buy just this. And then I'll go into the store and walk out with, like, a little cart full of, like, random things that I didn't go in the store planning to buy.
No, yeah. I think, like, when you have a list, like, even though, like, it might sound, like cheesy in a way. Like
grocery having
a
list.
Like, a grocery list. Like, bro, you can just check it off. Like, it makes it so much easier.
All
right. I think I'm going to go with, would you rather have... Actually, I like that one. Would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or the lead in a box office bomb? Box office bomb is like, it does horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think I want to be an extra in a.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm already. Well, no. Okay, now I'm thinking. Hold on. Says yes and then just thinks about it and I'm like, well, okay, but why did it bomb? Like, why is it bad? Like, is it because of me or is it just like it's not a lot of people saw it?
No, it's just like the script was probably horrible. It probably didn't make any money. Like, it just bombed. Like,
okay, so then yeah, I think I would be an extra.
Really?
In an Oscar. Yeah, because, I mean, at least, like, I could literally point to something and be like, I was part of that, and it did good, and not point to something that didn't do good and be like, so I was the one literally, like, that was the main role, and I did it bad, like.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think I'll actually probably go with the lead in a box office bomb.
Okay.
And I'll probably say why. I mean, I know a lot of people say, like, all publicity is good publicity, which is debatable.
Girl.
But, like, even then, like there's, like, not every act, like, good actor, is, like, every movie they make is going to be, like, great. Like, so, they like, a lot of actors have, like, movies that bombed at the box office. So, it doesn't mean you can't come back.
Yeah.
Make it better.
He said, I'm going to be the lead in the Oscar-winning one.
Like, what's his name? Timothy Chalamet?
Oh, my God.
Strive for greatness.
Okay. It was my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather work an overtime shift with your annoying boss or spend a full day with your mother-in-law, assuming that you're... Okay, because I know you already have, like, a girlfriend. So, but let's say in this context... You don't like your mother-in-law, and she's, like, really mean and horrible to you. So we're going to add that context, okay?
Okay.
Because you're about to be like, so I would prefer to be in love with my father. Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, no. Writing. Okay, so either annoying boss or like a really mean, bad, horrible mother-in-law.
Honestly, I probably work the overtime shift because, like, because yeah, your boss is annoying, but like, if most overtimes, I mean, I think probably all overtimes are like, you get paid more, like, mm-hmm. at least like time and a half. So like, yeah, you have to like, you're dealing with like the same like. You're dealing with like your annoying boss, but like you're getting paid more for it. So like oh whoa. Okay. Yeah, that's me though.
I think I'll do the same thing. Okay. Because girl. Just the bag. Okay, I don't want to hear it. Yeah, a mother. Like, look, listen. I've had. Well, not horrible, but let's just say that like one of them didn't particularly like me that much for no reason too. I'm telling you that right now. I was really nice and like, you know, yeah, but I don't know, like literally out of nowhere, like they came up to me and they were like that person and my significant other at the time, mm-hmm. and he was like, yeah, she said she doesn't like you. And I was like, girl, what? Like, and then I asked why and they were like, yeah, they didn't give a reason why. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So then every time I would go, it was awkward because they would, the mother-in-law was like fake nice. Uh-huh. And I was like, I want to go home. Like, if I don't call my mom, I'm like, mommy, can you pick me up? Because it's not.
Shout out my mother-in-law. She's so nice.
Yeah, you know, that's why I had to put the.
Add a little stipulation.
Yeah, because I knew you.
Okay. Yeah, she's super nice. Okay. All right, my turn. Mm-hmm. I was confused what that was saying, but I get it now. Okay, would you rather watch nothing but Hallmark Christmas movies or nothing but horror movies?
Horror movies, because okay. I like making fun of them.
Okay.
But I make fun of horror movies so that I don't get scared.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like my defense mechanism to not, like, completely cry mm-hmm. of fear.
I think I would also go with horror movies just because I, like, enjoy watching horror movies. That's probably my favorite genre movies. And also, some of, like, those Hallmark Christmas movies and, like, Lifetime Christmas movies. Dude, if you have to sit there and, like, watch those, like, oh, my gosh. Like, I feel like I can barely, like, watch, like, two of them without, like, it being, like.
You know what, though? Like, I feel like most romance movies now are, like.
They feel repetitive.
They're all. No, but. Okay, but I always eat it up, too.
Like, the Christmas movie, like, it's always,
it's literally
like,
the same thing.
They get there from the airport, then they're, like, in a rush, like, all this stuff. Like,
or, no. Have you seen, the like, that one, like, the same plot of, like, it's either, like, either the girl or the guy, but it's usually the girl. Mm-hmm. They come from the city.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they go to, like, a little town to report on, like, whatever, and then they fall in love with, like, a farmer or, like, someone that bakes, and that person happens to be, like, the local sweetheart that everyone wants, and he's never been with anyone.
Lifetime
and like
movie.
No, literally, like I literally like it is always the same plot, and I always make fun of the plot, and then I also watch the movie and eat it up, and I'm like, oh my god,
I don't really finish them. My mom does. My mom watches a lot of those movies. Yeah, I say horror movies.
Okay. All right. So, would you rather find a rat in your kitchen or a roach in your bed?
Oh my gosh, that's like. I mean, a roach in your bed is kind of crazy. Like, I feel like if you have a rat in your kitchen,
like it just gave me like.
Like, does that necessarily mean like your kitchen is like dirty, like or like? Or it, just your like your dirty.
No, I think. Because
I think if you have like a roach in your bed, like you probably like that. Like,
you're nasty,
you must
bro.
Be like not washing or like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think if there's a rat in the kitchen, I think that's. Because it doesn't feel like as invasive as like.
A
imagine
roach
like
in
you
your
just
bed.
Wake up and it's just like.
A roach?
Like right here.
Ew.
Like, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. So you're saying rat?
Yeah.
I'm also saying rat. Mm. But I do want to point out that if there is one rat, there is more.
That is true.
Because don't they go in, like, packs?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's my thing. Like, if there's one rat, that that means it's not just that rat. There's more. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I mean, rats are just like...
Oh. Next. Okay.
Would you rather spend a week in the forest or a night in a real haunted house?
If I spend the week in the forest, do I, like, can I go to the store and, like, buy things and then spend the week in the forest?
Yeah, like, you camp. I guess you can, you're going to camp for a whole week in the forest.
I have to, okay.
Like, whether that be, like, in a cabin or a, what are those called, tents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would spend the week in the forest just because I'm not trying to die in a haunted house. So, yeah. So, yeah, I think I'd spend a week in the forest.
Honestly, they're both super creepy just because, like, whenever, like, I drive past, like, forests, like, in the night, like, I get really creeped out. Like,
okay, but at least it's not haunted. Like, right, like,
I mean, it could be, though.
Yeah, but you're running it. Okay, go on.
I don't know. I just get really creeped out by, like, forests and, like, open woods like that, especially like at night. Like, I'd be like, I'd probably be more scared of like there being someone than like an animal or something. And so I, but also a real haunted
yeah,
house,
like, girl.
It's just a night though. A lot can happen in a night. But
have you not seen the horror movies?
Yeah.
And what happens in a night? They put timestamps, and then by, like, morning, they're all dead.
By, like, 3 in the morning, it's, like, the, like, it's just...
It's, like, no, it's, like, 5 in the morning. We called authorities. Yeah. Like, have you seen the movie Veronica? It's
on Netflix. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
And it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
That movie's so messed
up. And it happened in a night. In one night. You're telling me that you're going to take a chance?
Speaking of horror movies, that's, like, a really scary movie, if anyone's ever watched it. I think that one... Sorry, this is all off topic, but it's one of my favorite topics.
Which one?
Like horror movies?
Yeah, but like, which other movie?
Veronica. Lights Out is also really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched Long Legs, which is really creepy. Oh my gosh. It's like kind of like the Hereditary. It's just like really, like, it's just really dark and like twisted. And one more. This one's more, it's not really scary. I think it's just more so like creepy or weird. It'd be Barbarian or The New Smile. Smile 2. If you have not watched it, if you're going to watch it, just be prepared. It's like, it's weird.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's just really weird.
I don't really like horror movies. Well, I do like horror movies, but I have to be in the mood for them.
Yeah.
But I have comfort horror movies, if that makes sense. Like, I like see, like, if I have to watch a horror movie, I would want to watch one of those. So, my comfort horror movies are the Insidious movies.
Oh, those are good.
Like, all four. Like, I'll watch all of them.
I like the... Which one's, like, the most... it's, like, the second recent. The Devil Made Me Do It? That's the one about...
I think so.
It's based on a true story where I think this guy basically got, like, possessed and he, like... I think it's either he killed... I don't think he killed his whole family.
Wasn't he trying to?
No, I think he did kill someone and then they basically took him to, like, court. Or, well, obviously, he just killed someone. And then I... think like those people, the Warren, like the Warren family, is that what they're called? Like the ones that are based on Insidious movie. I don't know if they were part of the like case or whatever, but apparently they like his reasoning was like the devil made me do it, like,
and yeah.
And but this was like, I don't know when this was. It must have been like in the 70s.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that. In pretty sure it's in. Yeah, is it Insidious movie? It is.
Yeah. Well, I like,
or is it?
I don't know. I don't know the names. I know like what happens in each movie though. But
well, oh, okay. Well, because it's in the Conjuring universe.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, yeah.
In, but like
Insidious,
that's why I'm like,
is
girl,
in the Conjuring.
Yeah.
Universe. Okay. Yeah. So it's called The Devil Made Me Do It.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
The way I'm like, the way I'm like, what? Girl, I don't know what you're talking about. No, oh my God.
I forget that's like a franchise. Like.
Yeah.
All like right. Some Fast Furious, like.
Fast and Furious. Okay. Anyway. Would you rather have a pause or rewind button in your life?
I think I'm pretty sure I would go with a rewind button.
To redo it? Redo it?
Yeah. I don't think I would like overdo it though. Like, I don't think I'll be like rewinding like everything.
You're like, all right guys, this is gonna work out.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, what if I'm, like, I can rewind, like, me missing, like, the train. Like, maybe if I were, like, to jog, then I can catch the train, you get me?
Yeah.
Because then you would know. Or maybe even, like, I don't know. I think rewind, though. I don't see, what could you use, like, pause for?
I feel like
just to take a break?
You're like I need pause a pause life.
What's that one, like, Adam Sandler movie? Like, doesn't he, can't he, like, pause or something?
Yeah, can
he,
like, pause people? Yeah. I don't know what the movie is, but I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Adam Sandler.
Yeah. I think, well, okay, to answer your question, I think with the pausing one, the way I was thinking about it was, like, what if you're in, like, a dangerous situation?
Oh, yeah.
And then you can, like, pause and literally walk out of it. But I feel like I would also go with rewind just because you can do more with it, you know? Because,
like, you'll know already, so you can just, like...
Yeah.
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 Makes sense.
I would also do rewind. Do you want to do one more? And then okay. I think we can, like, finish the episode.
That one is crazy. Okay, I'm not going to do that one. Would you... Okay, would you rather be forced to live the same day over and over again for a full year or take 3 years off the end of your life?
So I would take 3 years off the end of my life. The same day? The same day. You're telling me I have to live the same day?
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
Although, it would be kind of funny if you tried to make your day different every single day.
Well, there is, like, movies, like, on that. Yeah. But
I would get so...
Okay, but think about it. Like, okay, just say, like, 2 months. That's, like, what, 60, like, about 60 days?
Yeah.
Like, even by then, you'll be tired. So then you still have to do it, like, what, 6 more times?
Yeah, like, I'll go crazy. Yeah. I would literally go crazy.
Yeah, you would go crazy.
Yeah.
Anyone will go crazy if you do that.
Yeah, no.
So I think 3 years off the end of your life sounds a lot more doable.
Okay, I'm going to do wine, and then we'll do that. Okay, would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets or live to 100 with a lot of regret? Or with a lot of regrets?
So I'm not really a big fan of, like, living like that.
All right.
Of living. Wait, that sounded crazy.
No, living, like, end quote.
Not for real. My bad, I mean that. No, I meant, like, I don't really want to live that old. And especially,
how old are you, Angel?
Huh?
How old are you?
22.
Oh, so you're supposed to...
I gotta do this, like, 5 more times, bro. Like, yeah, because, like, if you're gonna live to 100 with a lot of regrets, then, like...
What'd you do?
Yeah, like, what'd you do with your life then? Like, bro, you had 100 years. What'd you do? Ultimate procrastinator? What? Like, what were you doing? So I think I'd do 20... Yeah, I think I'd do it in 20 years. 42.
But... You know, okay, look. I would do 100.
Okay.
Well, no, wait.
Here we go.
Wait, let me listen. Wait, hold on. Let me think about it. Because I said that, and then I was like, wait. I think I would do 100.
Uh-huh.
No, I wouldn't. I would do 20. Because if I know, okay, look, I'm assuming, like, if I were to die today, because I'm 20 right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to die today, I have no regrets.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
Like, as of right now, I have no regrets in my life.
Uh-huh.
So I think if I was 100 and I had so many regrets in my life that it literally haunted me. Well, it doesn't say haunted, but, like, you're 100 and you have a lot of regrets. I think that I would literally be like, dude, like, because I try to, like, me personally, I try to live my life without having regrets.
Yeah.
So whenever I make a decision or, like, whenever I do something or act on something, then I'm thinking, like, I can't regret this because I already thought about what I'm going to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I
was going to add, but, like, low-key, if you think about it, though, also because you're living much longer, like, won't you, like,
immediately, won't you have, immediately regrets?
Yeah. Like, you're probably be, like, more, like, nostalgic or, like, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. Well, so it makes sense for you to have more regrets if you live longer because, I mean, you're longer.
You're also, living
you
longer.
You can't have regrets if you're dead. I mean.
You're 20, you're like, yeah. Me 20. Yeah, I don't have any regrets.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously.
I'll probably go with the 20.
Yeah.
Bye. Maybe 20 years. No regrets.
No regrets.
Accomplish everything.
Everyone's going to be like, oh, he died so young.
But he did so much.
But he did so much. Mm. No regrets. He was an amazing person. Because also by 100, like, you already made so many enemies by then. So many people don't like you.
And, like, now everyone that you basically have lived most of your life with will be alive anymore.
Yeah.
Because 100 is, like, kind of old. Like, that's, like, not everyone.
Your family, your friends, maybe your partner.
Basically anyone.
That's, like, gone. But... Yeah.
So, yeah. 100, I don't think it'd be worth it. Okay. Alone with regrets.
Alone.
100, you can't regrets. Even move. Like,
that's so scary.
Yeah. Like, 20 it is.
All right. Standard. So, 20. You're like, so, I was supposed to be gone 2 years
oh
ago.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible.
So, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. There's, like, this movie that, like, I think it's, like, they have, like, a countdown.
Oh, really?
Like, that's how, like, I think they have it, like, on their wrist. It's like a little, like, watch. And then, like, they, like, and I also think that the time is, like, the currency. So, like, if you want to buy something, like, it'll be, like, I don't know, like, 8 minutes. And you're, like, you have to pay 8 minutes. And then, like, it just keeps going down until, like, it just runs out. And then I guess you die. Like,
that's scary.
That is scary. We're done.
Sorry.
There you go.
All right. Wow. That was our episode.
That was our episode.
That was the co-editor episode. 120. 120 or 100 or 20.
Nah, it'd probably be 20.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. Doesn't know how to close. Thank you guys for listening.
Stay tuned. The next paper will be out March... Is it 19? I think the Wednesday's the 19th.
Yeah. Yeah, so stay tuned. Look at our website. Look at our social media.
Mm-hmm. Follow us if you're not following us for some reason.
For some reason.
If you want to stay informed on what goes on at Dominican,
then follow us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have any story ideas, if you want to write a story, if you have tips or photos. Me trying to think if you want to be a guest so that I'm not talking to myself in a room. Cool. Please, let me know. I was going to say let us know, but I'm the one managing the file. I'm like, let me know. Do you have anything else, Dan?
No, I just hope everyone has a good end to the semester. What is, like, this is week 9 or 10, so we have, like, eight more weeks. And then...
That's scary.
Yeah,
and
then it's
summertime. And then you're out to the real world.
Out to the real world. Graduation, vacation, and then job.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a guest.
Thank you. It was fun.
Okay. Bye.